Listener Carla wrote, "It is very easy to see that WHQR has a vendetta against Tom Goolsbee. What is the beef?" In response, "We do not have a vendetta of any kind. Not to belabor the point, but Senator Goolsbee is a public figure and we are a news organization. We have recently reported, as other media have, on the revocation of his investment advisor registration by the North Carolina Secretary of State's Office Securities Division as part of a consent order last week. It has been the most viewed story on our website. We stand by our reporting of these events."
I have a question and a comment. My question is, does Friday feedback ever generate change at your station, or is it simply an opportunity for your listeners to vent? My comment is, I would like jazz from noon till 2 because it is so relaxing. Also, I enjoy With Heart and Voice on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Thank you.
This question is a good one. I can certainly think of instances where we have made changes or corrected errors based on feedback to this segment. Program changes are made, however, based on a number of factors. Research, when we have it, surveys, conversations, fundraising data, and of course, listener reaction. I consider feedback an important source for that reaction, though certainly not the only one. But, you know, listener venting is okay, too. Listener Margot asked, "What North Carolina congressman do I need to email or contact to ensure that North Carolina votes yes on the film tax incentives? I love that our community is filming and supports it, and I want that to continue. I love being an extra. Thanks." For Margot and others, our news department responds that anyone wishing to communicate with their state representatives or senators about any issue can find email addresses and phone numbers on the General Assembly's website at ncleg.net. WHQR's Spring 2014 survey is now complete, and it's a great source of feedback. Thanks to all who responded, either online or by filling out a paper form. We received a pretty healthy total of 464 responses, along with audience research, fundraising results, correspondence, and general feedback of all kinds. Surveys like this can help us determine how well we're meeting the needs of our audiences. Because this is a self-selected survey that is not random, it needs to be used carefully. Like all such instruments, it's focused on what has been on the air rather than what might be or should be on the air. So all conclusions should be understood as meaning our respondents said rather than our audience said. Here's a brief summary. As with most public radio markets, our survey respondents are very well educated and older. Women outnumber men, and most listening is in cars. They overwhelmingly listen on the radio, but some use the website. They like National Public Radio, 69%, National News, and Classical, 28%, followed by jazz, local, and other music. For more specifics on our spring survey, see WHQR.org. Thanks again to all who responded. We'd love to hear from you on Friday feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.